what are you doing for Lent? Some people give things up. Some people take on, let's say, more scripture reading or have a particular, you know, prayer that they're going to be praying. It's a beautiful quote for our quote for the day. And by the way, I keep forgetting to do our quote for the day. I have all these great quotes from saints and great Catholic thinkers and blah, 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 blah. I get talking and I forget. But here's a great one from St. Faustina. Great love can change small things into great ones, and it is only love which lends value to our actions. Again, great love can change small things into great ones, and it is only love which lends value to our actions. So we have to love more, certainly, every single day, especially during Lent. Well, good morning to Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle. How are you?
Good morning, Teresa. Fine. How are you?
I'm good. Can you believe tomorrow's Ash Wednesday?
I cannot believe that. I love that quote. That was beautiful. And a lot of the saints had the same sentiments, you know, about little things and with great love. Not long ago, we were in a secular sort of way formulating our New Year's resolutions, and here we are when it really counts, right before Lent. It's just hard to believe that we're going to embark on this Lenten journey now, right?
Well, my husband is so organized, you know, the engineering type, that he has this book that he prays with and this little journal that he keeps, and he already wrote down. I said to him, you know, this weekend, we need to sit down because we've been talking about the ideas that we want to do together, things we want to do together during Lent, and then things we're going to do on our own little prayer projects. So, of course, he has it all written down already.
That's great. That's great. It's a wonderful thing to plan like that.
I know, but he's making me feel guilty because I didn't write my stuff down yet.
That's okay, because not everybody can do that. Not everybody is called to do that even. So, like, yours might be just everything that comes right at you. You know, you have your things that you're planning to do, but also, you know, accepting everything that God fills your days with, too. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes that time of prayer you've put aside isn't going to happen in the way you want it to because God wants you to minister to that needy person that's just come up to you and crying about something. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
But it's wonderful that he's preparing like that. And that's a time, like today is a good time for us. You know, it's Fat Tuesday and we, you know, a lot of us want to, you know, celebrate tonight or have a nice dessert because we're not going to for 40 days. But let's prepare ourselves for this journey ahead of us, you know. And perhaps it's not just giving up like we were talking about, but maybe getting up and going to some extra masses if possible. If you're able to in your state of life, that might be something, even if it's just an extra mass per week or a couple of them, or maybe a commitment to the daily rosary if you're not already saying it daily. And that really only takes 15 to 20 minutes with meditating on the mysteries. And it's not a huge commitment, but it's life-changing. It's really amazing how close you will grow to the Blessed Mother, and she will bring you so close to Jesus through the rosary. And now the Stations of the Cross, of course, are so wonderful. Mm-hmm. And we can do those at home even if we can't get out to the church. We can do them in our domestic church by looking at images in a book.
Ooh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, because a lot of times with our little children, maybe have a little nursing baby at home or little ones running around and it's freezing out and you can't get out to the church. And so, you know, you take 15, 20 minutes and you sit down and you say some prayers and you show them the pictures. And, you know, it's a little bit scary sometimes, but it's important that they know that Jesus did go through this. And you can, you know, lovingly explain that to children. They do understand. I think I told you the last time we were on about my daughter, Sheldaya, who's the artist and illustrates a lot of my books.
Mm-hmm.
When she was a little girl, she used to draw pictures of Jesus on the cross and blood dripping down, and she would cry when she looked at them. But, I mean, that's what was going. She had a devotion back then.
And she understood what happened.
And she understood, exactly. And so there's a lot that we can do for, you know, as an example to our children. We could teach our children. And it's we should try to think of Lent, too, I think, as a time of reparation for our sins. So, you know, these penances and things that we do, let's try to look at it as it's a good time to, because, you know, a lot of people might not realize there is such a thing as temporal punishment. We might want to think, oh, when we go to confession and we confess our sins, we have a clean slate and we're good to go. Well, we are, but we still have to make up for those sins, and we need to, you know, do some good works and, you know, works of charity and prayers of repentance. So those are the things that we need to do for penance. And so during Lent, you know, we can ask our Lord to help with that. And
I just wanted to ask you one quick question. Yeah. I won't interrupt, but it just popped into my head. You deal with a lot of, you're always emailing and blogging with moms. What mm-hmm. do you think is on the minds of moms in terms of, you know, what they're most frustrated with right now? I'm hearing from a lot of people about this interest and this desire to go on a media diet or a media fast because of all the stuff that's thrown at them from the media.
Oh, sure. I mean, that's something that I was going to get to, that we should all... Yes, some people have been talking about giving up Facebook for 40 days. mm-hmm. Giving up? You mean like giving up some technology?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, sure. That's a real good thing to do, especially with our kids, because it kind of takes over, and not kind of, it takes over our lives if we don't get a handle on it. And it's up to the parents to set the parameters and have control in the house with what's happening. Otherwise, the kids are just going to be, you know, watching TV nonstop, video games, and just everything. And so it's a good time to unplug totally if you can. But if you can't do that, you know, at least a certain time of day, or limit the amount of TV and different things that the kids want to do, and explain to them that it's, you know, it's a sacrifice. You want to make, we need to make sacrifices during Lent. And so is that what you meant?
Yeah, mm-hmm. To encourage moms and dads to do that, and to lead by example, to do that themselves.
Oh, I know, because there's our example speaks volumes, and they need that so much. And if we're not practicing what we're preaching, we're not going to, you know, be setting a very good example. You know, one thing that just came to me in kind of praying about Lent and thinking about talking to you today. What stood out in my mind was the image of the two thieves hanging beside Jesus on the cross. And it's just maybe something we could think about as we're going into Lent, you know, for parents of families and in every state of life. You don't have to be a family person to think about this, because it affects us all. One of the thieves, as we know, was rebellious, right? And the other was repentant and asking for help. And the point I'm making is that they both had that opportunity to speak to Jesus. They're on each side of him. And so I really feel that God is calling us all to make a choice too. You know, when suffering comes our way, whether it be in inconveniences or illnesses or some sort of suffering that we're called to bear, we can, you know, ask God to sanctify it, and we can offer it up. That great phrase, offering it up, well, it's true. We need to offer up our sufferings and ask our Lord to unite them with his. And this way we're sanctifying, he's sanctifying all of these little things and all of these sufferings. And this is the way we merit graces for ourselves and our family members, for our children, our husbands, our if you're a guy, your wife, and wherever you are, if you're in the convent, you know, you're praying to merit graces for the other sisters, or in the rectory for the fathers. So I think God calls us to think about which one are we going to be, the rebellious one fighting against, you know, what comes at him and what he is asked to bear, or the one who takes that suffering and turns it into an opportunity for grace and an opportunity really to merit heaven. And so, you know, this is something that we can think about. So, like, which side of Christ will we hang when it comes to suffering? On the left, cursing and yelling, or on the right with business and praying? And Jesus will grant us all of the graces we need to offer, you know, heroically everything to him rather than kind of wimpily.
Right.
I just made up that word, I think. But, so let's think about, are we going to have a mediocre, yeah, okay, Lord, all right, you know, I'll do this. Or are we going to really embrace this time of growth in holiness? It's an opportunity every year. You know, it's wonderful how our church has the liturgical season and just all of these wonderful times to grow in holiness. And here we have Lent, and it's the most beautiful time to really sink deep into the whole mystery that our Lord's passion. And just pray each day, even just look at some meditations each day, like your husband's doing, and something to do with the Passion or the Stations of the Cross, or really meditate when you say your rosary. Don't speed through it and just, oh, I got to get this done. Even if it's a decade at a time, you know, for busy moms, just get that decade in. You don't even have to hold your rosary beads. You can count them on your fingers while you're folding the laundry, while you're nursing the baby. and just be praying and go in deep into your heart, get into that interior castle and just pray and ask our Lord to just, you know, to change your heart, to convert your heart this Lent. It's a constant conversion that we're called to, not just once in a lifetime. Okay, here we are. We're here. We're not. It's every day picking up our crosses and every day asking our Lord to guide us and to show us who He wants us to minister to and what He wants to chip away from our hearts.
Do you think more people are giving something up, let's say maybe a food item or a particular activity, or are you, in your connection with folks online and also at your retreats, are you finding that more are taking something on, like as you just mentioned, to do something more prayerfully during Lent? What are you finding? What do you think?
People are more open now to take more things on. It used to be everybody would give things up, and people still give things up, and that's a very good thing to do because you're denying yourself a pleasure, you know, putting that chocolate aside or that extra, or that cup of coffee or whatever it is, that glass of wine, little mortifications. All those things really add up and they're very important. So that's good to do. But I think it's real important to do more, not just to give up, but to do more as far as praying and meditating and acts of charity, to go to the nursing home and to just visit some people or do something like that, or a neighbor who's lonely, you know, take the time to call them up or to stop over. So I do see that people are more cognizant of the fact that they should be doing too.
Can I tell you a funny story? I was meeting with my spiritual director last week, who's so wonderful, and he's always challenging me. And so I was talking to him about what I should do for Lent. And he's aware of a situation in my family, as you are, where I have a couple of really difficult relatives to deal with. And so he wanted me to practice a love dare on one of them. And so I was telling Dominic when I came home, and he said, that's a great idea. And then Dominic was talking about giving up wine, you know, because we're Italian. Not that we drink a lot, but we do enjoy an occasional glass of wine. And I said, I can't do both. I said, I'm not St. Teresa of Avila, although I love her greatly and admire her. You know, when I was named after her, I said, for crying out loud.
Thinking, how am I going to love dare without the glass of wine?
Please, Lord, help me.
He will. Well, maybe he's calling you to do both, Teresa.
Thank you very much. You sound like my spiritual director and my husband.
Well, just try it one time. give it a try.
If I did that, I told my spiritual director I want him on speed dial.
Oh, that's right. That's good. It's wonderful to have a spiritual director, and that brings up another subject that, you know, we all should seek that direction if we have that opportunity in our lives.
Yeah, and a good one like mine will really challenge you, too.
That's great.
That's
what we need. We don't need the ones that are going to say, oh, you're doing fine.
Aren't you just wonderful? Yeah.
Yeah, because we're not. We need to keep putting one foot in front of the other and getting closer to the cross, actually.
Yeah.
Mother Teresa had said to me one time that when you are suffering and you are going through really, really big challenges, that's when Jesus has you so close to the cross that He can kiss you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so amazing when you think about it, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. As a matter of fact, I was just emceeing a big event for a big pro-life event over the weekend for a wonderful family who have a special needs daughter, and the community came together to raise money, and it was really great because everyone who spoke from the podium talked about the beauty and what we can learn from suffering. Not that we go around looking for suffering,
right,
but that if we really turn to God during those times, as you've been saying, and say, okay, Lord, you know, please show me how this can be used for my benefit in terms of learning and growing from this, but also maybe to help somebody else, you know. And
yeah.
I think we forget that sometimes because, you know, I mentioned this Saturday night at the event, that there's an old Arab proverb that a Bible study teacher once told me, that all sunshine makes a desert. And if we look back at our lives, we'll probably all admit when we sit down and think about it and pray about it, that it's through the tough times that we grew.
Yes.
If we allowed God to work in our lives at that particular time.
I know, that's great, that's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Just like when the person didn't know why Jesus had deserted, that story about the footprints in the sand.
I love that.
I love that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Because there's only one step, because God was carrying them at that particular time.
Exactly. It brings tears to your eyes, because that's so true, that He is with us. And like Mother Teresa with her dark night of the soul for that 50 years, as soon as she crossed over threshold to serve the poor, as soon as she did what her Lord wanted, he challenged her in a mighty way, and she didn't feel those wonderful consolations and things. She had to just keep walking in faith.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what He really calls us to do. And this Lent, I really feel He's calling us to to walk in faith and to trust that He's with us no matter how we're feeling, no matter how challenged we are with family situations or whatever's coming at us. And we have to really realize God is in control, because otherwise, you know, we're never going to get through it in the way that our Lord wants us to. If we just give it to Him and say, okay, Lord, You're in control. I don't know why this is all going crazy right now. I'm just going to keep praying and keep loving. And I think that's what we need to do, is keep praying and keep loving. And if we always respond in love, we're not going to go wrong.
Mm. Just like the quote for today, great love can change small things into great ones, and it is only love which lends value to our actions.
And see how the Holy Spirit moves.
See, there you go. As I said, I knew the Holy Spirit would do great work today. Well, my dear, are there some ideas on your website for Lent for families?
I'm going to put some on. I haven't yet. I've been really inundated with
the book.
My book I'm doing, which is every waking moment except for right now talking with you. This is my only break. I just keep going through weekends and everything to try to get it done on time. But, yes, I will put something up there. Little bit later, so anyone can get to my blogs through my website. I mostly post on my blogs each day, and my website. Do you want me to?
Yes, please.
www.donnacooperoboyle.com. It's donnacooperoboyle.com. So it's you can just get to the blogs through there, so that you don't have too many addresses to worry about.
Yeah, it's a great website. And also, is there information on your new book?
I should put some up there. I haven't had a chance.
Because you've been so busy writing.
Heart of Catholicism. Mm-hmm. It should be out this fall with Penguin Publishers.
All right, my dear. Well, thank you so much. Always great to have you on. Again, the website is donnacooperoboyle.com. I would highly recommend it, especially if you're a busy mom and you're trying to get a handle on things faith-wise and make a difference in the home. That's her specialty. Donna, of course, working with moms and women of all ages. Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle is her full name, but her website is donnacooperoboyle.com. COOPEROBOYLE.com.